Hi everyone, it's Lorraine Murray here, and I'm just doing this little recording following on from the email that you kindly responded to when I asked about changing the education system so that we include meditation on a much more regular basis in the normal school day. So I really appreciate the fact that you took the time to reply to that email. I was quite overwhelmed by the response. There are so many people who are really itching to contribute and to do something. But of course, when I use the words change the education system, that can feel quite overwhelming. It feels like a massive mountain that we have to climb. And I did sit down and obviously I wrote the blog that you would have read online on the Teach Children Meditation website. And there were some ideas on there. There were some petitions you could sign. There was some suggestions how to get started. But my experience of doing anything has always taught me to practice some meditation first. And what I mean by that is that I can give you information and facts and ideas and lots of lots of tools and resources. There's not a problem with that. But I want to make sure that these are things that you will actually use and that you will find helpful. And I think for my experience of meditation, when I have a problem, when I have a challenge, I like to sit in meditation and take the challenge or the problem into meditation with me. So it's like going to relax in my bed and I'm taking the uncomfortable teddy bear with me into bed so that I can work out what I'm supposed to do with that particular problem. I'm not sure that's the best analogy I could have come up with, but it's the whole idea of not pushing it away and pretending that we can't do anything about it. We can, but it's recognising what we can do in our own lives, our own busy lives, that's practical, sensible for us, and something we're comfortable doing. And at the same time, maybe contributing collectively. So if someone has a petition that's set up, then people signing that petition. So I'm going to invite you to sit with me in quite a short meditation, but you can repeat it as often as you choose. And I'm just going to show you how to take a problem into the meditation. This problem we have, this challenge, let's change the language, this challenge of changing the education system to incorporate meditation on a regular basis. So if you get into what I call a normal meditation position, whatever that means to you, and for me, it means sitting with my feet on the ground in a normal chair and my hands resting where they're comfortable and just closing my eyes and just being aware of the breath moving in and out and just noticing that breath, being aware of the journey of my breath. So I like to just stay with the breath as often as I can. And even when my mind gets distracted or I have a feeling in my body, I just notice that but come back to the breath. I notice I'm distracted, but I come back to the breath each time. So the breath becomes an anchor for me in any given moment. Helps me to recenter, realign myself when I find my mind taking over or my body distracting me. And then I want you to just really invite your body to soften and relax. So if you've had a really busy day or a difficult day, just mentally send out an invitation to your body, like posting a letter, and just asking your body to just relax a little bit more, to let it sink into the chair a bit more, whatever you're sitting on, just letting your bones and muscles relax. Soften, connect to the ground beneath you. I want you to notice the sensation of touch between your body and the ground, between your body and the chair, between your arms and your body, or how your hair touches the back of your neck. And just being curious about that, just being curious about the sensation of touch, not trying to make sense of it or do anything with it. Just being aware. And then when you think about changing the education system, you may have a sensation in your body, you may notice that. And if you do, if you can guess, because guessing is good, if you notice that sensation, put your hand there. Bring some comfort to that part of you by placing your hand or both hands there. And just thinking about those words, changing the education system. We know how we want to change it. We want to bring in the skills of meditation to children so that they can choose to do it, to have access to it. But that can bring up something in us. It can bring up fears, can bring up challenges, can bring up obstacles and what I call our energy. So it's really helpful just to become familiar with that, to become familiar with that sensation in the body that's showing us where we want to do something, but we're actually resisting it too. And wherever that sensation was in your body, if it wasn't in your chest, mine's isn't in my chest, it's in my solar plexus, I want you to imagine lifting that sensation that came up and taking it into your chest, into the area I call the heart center. And if you're not sure what that means, just visualize, imagine a big pool of pink energy, color or light, just resting on your chest. And it's like you're taking this sensation into that part of your energy, into that part of you. And just allowing the light of your heart center to just absorb, like a sponge, just absorbing that intention of changing the education system with meditation. And do nothing else, just breathing that in. And then ask yourself just a very simple question. How can I help? Just breathing that into your energy. Just breathing it into your chest. And being aware of maybe a person that you know. Or maybe there's a little idea that's popped in. It may not come in just now, it may come in later. But if there is just one thing, one small thing that you could do to help all of us move towards this intention, what would that be? And just be curious about, again, the resistance that may come up in that part of your body that came up before. Just breathe it in. Just breathe it into your chest. And just being curious about what feels right to you right now. Maybe there's a little idea that's popped in. Conversation that you could have with someone that you could ask for help. Where would we begin? And I want you to imagine that you're not on your own with this. So if you have children already, your own children, or you work with children, I want you to imagine that you're breathing the energy of their voice into that intention in your chest. You're just breathing in the energy of their voice and adding that to the question, to the intention. How do we begin? And if you like to link in with perhaps what you may call God or Buddha or some other enlightened energy or being, who, whatever you feel guides you in your daily path in life, whatever that may be, just invite that energy in to the intention of changing the education system, of how to begin. How do we create a space in our education system to bring in the meditation skills that our children need to navigate life so that they can have access to them sooner without having to wait or discover them later as adults? How do we bring that in? And if something has popped up that has your curiosity, but you're not sure what it means, ask yourself the question, what does this mean? And then keep coming back to your breath so that your mind doesn't strangle the answer. Coming back to your breath just gives you some headspace to really start to perceive and experience that answer in a wider, broader, deeper way. And I want you to just set an intention now of just knowing one person that you could have a conversation with about this. Maybe it's a professional in your community, maybe it's a friend, or perhaps it's a friend of a friend that you like to connect with. Just be curious about who that may be, who could come into your life to just give you this moment of support to help you take the next step in bringing education and meditation together. Just be curious about how you experience this, what you feel, see, or sense. Maybe you'll do this meditation a few times, maybe to deepen the answer, perhaps, or to help you reflect on what you're unable to really, truly experience just now. But for now, just allow your body to come into your awareness a little bit more, noticing that sense of touch again. Just being curious about what it is that you feel, what you hear. And that sense of touch just bringing you back into your body and into your breath. Just being curious about that. Aware of the world all around you with its sounds. And if you have the opportunity, perhaps you can take a moment just to write down what it is that you felt or saw, even if you don't feel you have that much to write down. If you can, I would really invite you to post what you felt and saw on this blog post where this recording is listed. I'm going to do this too. I'm going to put my comments on it because I had a little insight into something which was quite useful. So, and if you share that, you never know, that may inspire someone else to remember or consider what it is that they could do next. I really appreciate your time in sitting here with me. And I think I have this strong feeling now that I'm going to do several of these, not just about the overall intention of changing my education with meditation, but also about different aspects of that, different tasks that may come up that other people suggest, and how we bring this together. Because I really want this to be a collective effort. I don't want it to just be Lorraine Murray from Connected Kids doing this. I want everyone to have ownership of this in their communities and taking this forward in the way that meets their needs. So from my heart to yours, I am truly, truly grateful, and I wish you a wonderful day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and I hope you will join me again. Namaste.